Well, today is Indigenous Peoples Day, and joining us this morning with a look at the history behind the holiday is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. In fact, in Massachusetts, we're still, as a state, this is Columbus Day. I'm calling you from Boston, where the city of Boston has adopted Indigenous Peoples Day, and it's the governor has made a proclamation to that effect, but the law has not actually changed in terms of the state holiday here in Massachusetts, as it has in many other states.
Yeah, and I was going to say, this holiday did start off as Columbus Day. As you said, officially here in this state, it's still observed as Columbus Day, but the change began to call it Indigenous Peoples Day. How did that all kind of get started?
Well, it really has to do with Columbus himself. It's the 1992 anniversary, the 400th anniversary, the 500th anniversary, sorry, of the arrival of Columbus, which people were thinking would be a very big event at 400th and as the 300th to a lesser extent. But even in 1792, people had been recognizing this day as an important day. So, but as that 500th anniversary approached, people started expressing strong reservations about the celebratory nature of this. That is, this is an extremely important event in world history, but it had catastrophic effects for people living in the Western Hemisphere. And that's when this movement really started. There were already two places in the United States which had moved away from this. It had been a federal holiday since the 1930s. One was South Dakota, which had adopted American Indian Day, a Native American Day, about 1990. And in Hawaii, they adopted Founders Day to recognize the Polynesian arrival in Hawaii hundreds of years earlier. So there was a little bit of movement, but it's really the 500th anniversary that changes everything in terms of people's sensibility about this. And then it's been an incremental change, not just here in the United States or in Massachusetts, where about 30 cities and towns commemorate Indigenous Peoples Day now, but throughout the Western Hemisphere, there's hardly any country that hasn't recognized this anniversary, or another anniversary instead.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
It's always my pleasure.
Thank you.